And the Pigs jumped on it right from the get-go, just rearing to get out there after last night's rain-shortened affair. Taylor Featherston led things off in the top of the first inning with a triple. Then J.P. Crawford retired, but with one away and a runner on third, Nick Williams stepped up to the dish.
Infield is back. Pitch on the way to Williams. Swung on and served out to shallow right field. That ball will be caught with an over-the-shoulder grab. Juggling. Here comes Featherston, who tagged. He's going to score easily, but they're going to appeal at third base to see if he left early. And they say he did not. So the run scores. Here comes an argument. Boy, I've never seen a manager run so quickly. Rick Albert out of the dugout like George Brett.
The argument went nowhere. The run counted. It was 1-0 Pigs in the first half inning. Gwinnett answers with two in the bottom of the first. 2-1, the G-Braves taking a lead through one inning tonight. Then, scoreless in the second inning, we go to the third where the pitcher, James Russell, walks with one out, bringing up the top of the batting order, Taylor Featherston.
Now he kicks and deals, and it's swung on, lifted in the air, high and deep left center. Back to the track goes Peterson. He's at the wall. He leaps. That ball's gone. Forget about it. Onto the lawn in left center field. Taylor Featherston has his team-leading eighth home run, and the Pigs reclaim a lead at 3-2. Addy, I like that.
It's a fourth extra base hit for Featherston in his last three games. He'd go on to reach safely all six times at the plate tonight. Seventh straight game for the Pigs with a home run. They'd add one more in the third inning as J.P. Crawford would reach on a walk, eventually coming around to score. Through three innings after Gwinnett added one in the bottom of the third, it was 4-3 Pigs in front. To the fifth inning, where Lehigh Valley added more. Emmanuel Burris, he led off with a single. It made its way back to the top of the batting order, eventually Nick Williams.
Now the pitch. Swung on and ripped out to right field deep. Tui Asisopo is back at the track, at the wall. That ball is off the wall. It's in for extra bases for Williams. Rounding third and scoring easily is Featherston. Sliding in ahead of the throw is Nick Williams. A double off the wall. Very nearly out of here. But the Pigs take a 5-3 lead.
Check that. It was a Featherston walk that started off the inning. The third time of the six times that he would reach safely. They'd later add more. Williams came around to score. Then Darren Ruff, who reached on a fielder's choice, also came around to score. Andrew Knapp and Cam Perkins back-to-back hits. Doing the job. After five innings, Lehigh Valley led it 7-3. To the sixth inning, Taylor Featherston doing it again.
Burris, a gigantic lead. Here's the pitch to Featherston. Swung on a ground ball, chopped, and it's under the dive of the third baseman Ruiz. A base hit to left field. Rounding third is Burris. He's going to score without a throw, and it's an RBI single for Featherston. 8-3 Pigs. Featherston is a double away from a cycle, and he's reached in seven consecutive plate appearances.
Burris started off the sixth inning rally. Bottom of the sixth inning, though, the G-Braves would tighten this one up with a little rally of their own. With one out, Rio Ruiz reached on a single, bringing up Matt Tui Asisopo.
Pitcher swung on, ripped in the air, center field deep. Back is Perkins at the track, at the wall, leaps, that ball is gone, just over the wall in center. Perkins made a leap at the wall, and it may have hit the top of the wall, or maybe the rail right after the wall. It just does clear. It's a two-run shot, and it's an 8-5 game.
That brought the G-Braves within striking distance, but the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs added two in the seventh, one in the eighth, then would look to close things out in the ninth with a substantial lead.
Pitcher swung on, popped up to right, should end the game. Williams dripped over, and he is there. Williams makes the catch, and that will do it. Pigs fly, Pigs fly, Pigs fly. They have won three in a row. They're 5-1 on the South Division road trip, and they've emerged victorious in six of their last seven games.
Final score tonight, 11-6. Pigs win it. Lehigh Valley for the first time this year, six games over 500. It's the first time since July 13th of 2013 the Pigs have reached that mark.